the Four Peaks Baptist Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers, or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello everyone, I'm Alex Freeman, and welcome back to my exotic emporium. Today, we are going to go over the differences between a snake and a legless lizard. I thought I'd cover this topic as, due to the recent heatwave, I expect that many, many reptiles will be out and about, and thus increasing the probability that you might catch a glimpse of them. So I thought today we'd cover some of our local species, and we have both a species of legless lizard and multiple species of snakes, most notably the adders and grass snakes, which I will be comparing against the legless lizard, which we have here, more commonly referred to as the slow worm. So without further ado, how do you tell the difference between them? You may notice that there is a notable difference between the slow worm and the adder or grass snake or whichever snake you may find in the wild, mostly within their heads. Now, first of all, the head of a snake is very much rounded at the snout, whereas if you look at a legless lizard, they are in fact a lot more blocky, and the same can be said for their body shapes. A snake will usually be much more rounded, whereas a legless lizard will be a lot more square. If you look at a snake and a legless lizard, or just any lizard in fact, you'll notice that the head shape is very much different to that of your regular snake. Adders, being a member of the viper family, do have a fairly squarish head. However, there is a key difference when you approach near the eyes. Underneath the eyes is a set of muscles, which gives the snake the power that it has in its jaws. Legless lizards do not have these muscles, and so as a result, their heads are much more square. These distinctions can vary snake to snake. Some may have much more defined muscles, such as the emerald tree boa when compared to the adder, but more or less, they have them. This is what happens to give the snake's head that more rounded appearance. Next up, there is another discernible feature that can help you distinct between the two that is a lot less obvious, but to the trained eye, can be seen very easily. Legless lizards possess ear holes and eyelids, while snakes lack both. Another key difference is that snakes swallow their prey whole, while legless lizards hunt mostly insects and smaller bugs. There is also a difference in their regenerative abilities. This is the fact that the legless lizard has an ability to lose its tail, which the snake does not possess. Legless lizard's body is much more rigid, more than halfway down its back. This is because most of a legless lizard's body consists of its tail. Snakes are one uniform body without any distinguishable tail. If you pick up a snake, their bodies are much more fluid and flexible as well. Their bodies are composed of muscle from head to toe, while legless lizards are designed more like regular lizards, just without feet. Lizards are unique in that way. They are designed to lose their tails if threatened or trapped by a predator, just like any other common gecko. Legless lizards are the same. They can detach a large portion of their body if they feel threatened in any way, but a snake cannot. And now just a word of precaution. Legless lizards are completely harmless. With adders though, it all depends on how you behave around them. If you behave around them respectfully and admire them from a distance and don't disturb their natural habitat, then you're okay. Unless of course you accidentally misstep on one. In which case, all I can say is to watch your feet. Either way, I do not recommend that you pick up any of these lizards, as they do in fact carry a form of salmonella poisoning, and it is also best to leave nature where it is in the wild. If you see a snake or a legless lizard, it is best to take the same precautions as you would with an adder, and to admire them, and not to disturb them as such. Of course, there are exceptions where if you need to move them, then please do so, as legless lizards do have the habit of popping up when you least expect them. So if you do need to move them, then I recommend you do so, but please be careful with them and make sure you wash your hands afterwards. And that just about wraps up today's podcast on the differences between the legless lizard and the snake. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium. Join me next time as we go over a care guide that I've wanted to do for quite a while now. It's definitely not for beginners, and it is definitely not for those who wish to keep their wallets intact. Join me next time as we cover the octopus and how to keep them. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium, and have a fantastic day.